Congressman Jim McGovern, Massachusetts 2nd District, and a wonderful district it is. Democrat in office since 1997, a guy who sits on the House Rules Committee and who probably has to take some Excedrin every once in a while now. Do you?
I do. Yeah. But it's, you know, yeah. It's frustrating. It's frustrating because, you know, again, you know, we got to be dealing with the people's business and, you know, in a deliberative way, and we're not. And so that is frustrating.
Well, there are a lot of terrible things that are going on. I think you and I agree on that. But one of the worst things is the idea that this world is just heating up. The ice caps are disappearing. The oceans are rising. And yet there is a denier in the White House. What do you make of that?
Well, it is horrifying. I mean, as you just mentioned, I mean, the planet is warming up. I mean, we are seeing the impact on our food supply. We have more and more endangered species. We have, you know, these crazy weather patterns, even in Massachusetts. I mean, I sit on the Agriculture Committee, and, you know, when I do my annual farm tour, I mean, last year when I asked farmers, like, what are your major concerns? Climate change was either the first or second, you know, on their list of concerns, because a lot of them, you know, had to deal with a late frost that killed their peach crops, and then we had a drought. And I mean, you know, this is not normal. And scientists tell us that much of this is man-made, and we need to fix it. And so when people say that, you know, the science is wrong, I want to scream, because, you know, the people who say that are not scientists. And I admire scientists. I admire people who know things that I don't know. We rely on experts to kind of give us advice. And overwhelmingly, the scientific community around the globe says that climate change is real and it's a problem. And we are running out of time to deal with it. We may soon pass a point of no return. So we have to get serious about it. And unfortunately, we have a guy as president who believes it's a hoax.
I'm sitting in Great Barrington right now with my, because I have a broken ankle. Not that I'm asking for sympathy, not much. But I have to ask you a question. Last night, I heard winds like I've never heard before. I mean, there are just so many of these events happening. It's extraordinary.
It is. And as you mentioned, there are so many events happening that it's hard to understand how anybody could deny that something isn't going on. And that's, you know, and that's just not the president. Unfortunately, there are a lot of members of Congress who are climate change deniers. Now I always have to wonder whether it's because they truly are deniers, that they, you know, just don't believe in the science, or whether because they're being influenced by money. I mean, you know, the coal companies, the oil companies, you know, the fossil fuel, you know, industries. I mean, they don't want us to change the way we do business. They're happy with the status quo, and I wonder how much.
But Jim, don't they have grandchildren? I mean,
do they have
shame?
Yeah, well, I think the answer to that is apparently not. You know, there are a lot of people who make a lot of money by embracing polluters. And I think that, you know, that's a problem as well. And, you know, one of the frustrating things about a Trump presidency was that I was hoping that this would be a moment when we could actually be more aggressive in investing in green, clean, renewable energy and energy sources, and, you know, and kind of have a whole new kind of industrial revolution, if you will, around clean, green energy that could create all these jobs and actually protect our planet. And it seems like that's going to be put on hold for at least 4 years. And I think that, you know, every minute that passes that we're not doing more, I think is bad news for our planet. It's bad news for our grandkids and great-grandkids. And it may be bad news for us as well, because I think some of these impacts, again, of climate change, you know, we're seeing right now. They're hurting our farmers. They're resulting in conflicts in different parts of the world because water is evaporating in some areas because of, you know, the snow caps on mountains are disappearing, and, you know, people are arguing over land. I mean, you know, there were effects we're feeling right now, and they could get worse sooner rather than later.
So I want to go from there to what we have just heard as we speak, that the budget for HUD has been cut dramatically. I mean, really dramatically. And I noticed that in Los Angeles and that in New York City and in so many other cities, the homeless numbers keep going up. In the meantime, you're cutting HUD by an incredible amount of money. What do you make of that?
I think it's outrageous. I mean, you know, look, they're cutting programs like HUD and other agencies because they're trying to find a way to pay for their massive increase in military spending. You know, and you know, I debated this issue yesterday on the House floor, and basically saying that, you know, we spend more on military on our military than, you know, the other, you know, other superpowers combined. I mean, we spend an awful lot on our military. And much of it is, quite frankly, on things that we don't need or that are wasteful. There's a tremendous problem with fraud and waste and abuse within our Pentagon system. We got to clean that up. And I will tell you, this idea that we should spend $1 trillion over the next 3 decades of building more nuclear weapons, I think is nuts. We ought to be working overtime to try to limit the proliferation of nuclear weapons and ultimately eliminate nuclear weapons, not producing more. And you know, rather than spend $1 trillion on that, how about, you know, let's rebuild our infrastructure? How about invest in affordable housing so that nobody is homeless, and that we can upgrade our existing stock of affordable housing? You know, why don't we invest in clean renewable energy? Why don't we invest in education or in, you know, I mean, there's 1,000 other things that we can do rather than investing in weapons of mass destruction.
I have almost no time left, but I wanted to ask you, all demagogues in the past, when confronted with slipping numbers, popularity, the rest of it, start to talk about going to war. Does that frighten you that this president might do that, might in fact, with this buildup of the military, start to talk about a war with someone, China or Korea or anybody?
Yeah, it worries me greatly. I mean, I'm troubled by his policies. I'm frightened by his erratic behavior. You know, that's why I'm pushing Congress to debate and vote on an authorization of the use of military force for the existing wars and, you know, for any future wars. I mean, we have a responsibility here as a check and balance when it comes to war. And Congress has been very cowardly and has tried to avoid this issue. I understand that nobody wants to talk about these things, but we have to. And we have a guy in the White House right now who is behaving in a way that should concern every American. I don't care what your political philosophy may be. And Congress needs to do its oversight. So, yes, I am worried. I'm worried that this guy is so erratic that, you know, he might start a war. You know, and I think we need to, you know, put these checks in place where he understands that he has to come to us and that we have a responsibility to play a role in that. Look, I'm sick of these wars. I mean, we're going bankrupt. And we need a president who understands that war represents failure, you know, that we ought to be investing more in diplomacy. And his budget, you know, slashes the State Department's budget, you know, overwhelmingly, which tells me that this guy is only focused on the military. And I'm very, very concerned about that.
Congressman Jim McGovern of Massachusetts' beautiful 2nd District has been our guest today. And when we come back the next time, I'm going to go back in time and ask him about that Trump address to a joint session of Congress.
Thank you.